We now continue with lesson number 4. And in this lesson, we will be studying the last two Mishnayos of Perek Aleph, namely Mishneh Vav and Mishneh Zayin. Now, as I explained yesterday, we have already exhausted, so to speak, we've covered thoroughly the various scenarios possible when a person who is Tomei, eats Kodesh, or enters the Migdosh unintentionally, unaware of some aspect of the sin, the Tumah, or the Kodesh, or the Migdosh, Yesh Ba Yediya Betchila, Yesh Ein Ba Yediya Betchila, and all the various scenarios. Now, in Mishneh Vav, we proceed to the person who intentionally, knowing that he's Tomei, eats Kodesh, or enters the Migdosh. So the Mishneh says, V'al Zedon Tumas Migdosh V'Kodeshov. A person who is Tomei and intentionally enters the Migdosh or eats intentionally Kodshim, and he is not warned, because if he was warned and had Hasra, he would receive the punishment of Malkus. And when he finished the punishment of Malkus, that would exempt him, that would be his Kapora. However, in this case, there is no Hasra, so the Soyer Hanase Bifnim V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaprim. The soyer hanasa bifnim, the soyer which the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood in the Kodesh Kodoshim, which we already learned earlier, would bring about a contingent kapora for a person who b'shogeg yesh bo yediya b'tchila ve'ein bo yediya b'sof. That same korban soyer hanasa bifnim would be mechaper on a mezid in tumas migdosh v'kodeshov. And then the Mishnah continues. V'al sh'or averos shebatora. What about all the other averos shebatora besides tumas migdosh v'kodeshov? Hakalos v'hachamuros. Whether they are minor sins or major sins. Hazadonos v'hashagogos. Whether they were done intentionally without hasra, or they were done b'shogeg. Hoda v'lo hoda. The Gemara explains. Those which were done b'shogeg, whether they were, the person knew the suffix, or whether he did not know the suffix, meaning, suppose a person before Yom Kippur ate a suffix chalef. He ate a piece of meat, but it's not certain that he ate a piece of meat which was chalef, which was prohibited under strict punishment of kores. And he ate a piece of meat, not knowing whether this is chalev meat or kosher meat. In which case, he has to bring a korban oshom toloi, a contingent korban oshom. But he didn't get a chance to bring that contingent oshom until Yom Kippur. That is what the Mishnah means by hoda. In other words, he knew about the suffix, but he didn't get a chance to bring the korban. Or lo noda, before Yom Kippur, he ate a piece of meat, he didn't even know there was a suffix. And after Yom Kippur, he finds out that there was a suffix. So that's hoda or lo hoda. Or asay velosa asay. He didn't wear tefillin, he didn't eat matzah, etc. Or he ate trefa meat, losa asay. Karisos, or he was violated an Isur Koreis. He ate chalef, he ate chometz on Pesach. Umisos Bezdin, or he's Mechuyav, he did work on Shabbos, he's Mechuyav Misas Bezdin. In all these cases, Soyer HaMishtaleach Mechaper. There was a third Soyer. We are learning so far about the Soyer HaNasa Bifnim and the Soyer HaNasa Bachutz. There was also the Soyer HaMishtaleach, which was sent out into the desert and thrown down the cliff. And there we learn that that Soyer Mishtaleach has very comprehensive powers of kapora. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Achremos, V'somach Aaron eshtei yodov al rosh hasor achoy, V'hisvada elov, and Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, confesses upon this goat, Es kol avonos b'nei Yisrael, V'es kol pishayem l'chol chatosam, all the averis of all Yisrael, the Gemara explains that the person in this Mishnah who says that the Sor HaShaleach has such a power of kapora over all averos. Notice there's no mention here of a need to doing tshuva. So this the Gemara explains is following Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, because the Gemara quotes a brisa in which Rabbi says, Al kol averos shebetorah, bein osa tshuva, bein loy osa tshuva. Yom HaKippurim mechaper. That Yom HaKippurim has the power even to be mechaper without a person doing tshuva on all the averos, except for certain specific ones which he lists. However, we paskin, the Rambam paskins, that the Soya Mishtaleach is not mechaper on hachamuros, on strict averos, unless he does tshuva. But if he does not tshuva, without tshuva, the Soya can only be mechaper on minor averos. And for this, I suggest you look in the Rambam, Hilchus Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and the Rambam explains this. But following our study of the Mishnah, what we're seeing here is the huge comprehensive power of the Soya Mishtaleach, that it can be mechaper for just about every conceivable averos, and there's no mention of a requirement of tshuva. Let's move on to Mishnah Vov. I'm sorry, this is Mishnah Zayin, which is a bit complex. Echod Yisraelim ve'echod Kohanim ve'echod Kohen Moshuach. And we're speaking about the power of these various korbonos to be mechaper and various averos. They are mechaper both on a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, and upon a Kohen, and upon a Kohen Moshuach, meaning a Kohen who is anointed with a special shemen, the special olive oil, the shemen amishcha, meaning the Kohen Gadol. So all these classes of Jews, ordinary Jews, Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Moshuach, are all covered by these korbanos as we've just studied. The Soya HaMishtaleach has this comprehensive power. However, Ma Bein Yisraelim LeKohanim LeKohen Moshuach. What difference is there then between the Yisraelim and the Kohanim? There is the following difference. And that is, besides the korbanos which we've been studying, the Sora Nasa Bifnim, the Sora Nasa Bachutz, and the Sora Mishtaleach, there's also the par, the cow, not the goat, the cow, which was brought as a korban by Aaron. Elishadam hapor mechaper al hakohanim al tumas migdosh v'kodeshov. In other words, we've been studying all along that the three seirim, which were brought on Yom Kippur, are mechaper. The soy shenase bifnim is tole for yesh begedi betchila ve'ein begedi besof. And it's mechaper for a mezid of Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodeshov. The Sora Nase Bachutz is mechaper on an Ein Begadiyah B'Tchila, Yesh Begadiyah B'Sof. The Sora HaMishtaleach is mechaper on all Averos, as we learned. But besides these three goats, there was also a par brought, as the Posuk says, in Parshas Achremos, V'hikriva Haron es parachatos asher lo v'chiper ba'ado v'yad beiso. So, that this korban which Aaron brought, the Tanakhama in this Mishnah Zion teaches us that in all the other averos, there's no difference between Kohanim and Yisraelim. However, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who is Rabbi Yehuda, learns from the Pasuk, V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh v'yaso al-moved v'yasa mizbeach yechaper v'yal ha-kohanim v'yal kol am ha-kohol yechaper, that they all get one kapora. The Sor HaMishtaleach covers everything for everybody. But when it comes to Tumas Migdosh V'Kodeshov, there's a difference. The Yisraelim have a kapora with the various Seirim, which we studied. But the Kohanim, they get their kapora for Tumas Migdosh V'Kodeshov from the Par HaChatos, which Aaron brings for them. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, namely Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shedam HaSohir HaNaaseh Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael. Just as the Sohir HaNaaseh Bifnim is Mechaper for Tumas Migdosh V'Kodeshov for the Yisrael, without any vidui, because there's no vidui, no confession uttered by the Sor HaPnimi, the confession we only find in the Torah by the Sor HaMishtaleach, just as the Dam HaSor HaNasa Bifnim is Mechaper for the Yisroel without a Vidui, Kach Dam HaPor Mechaper Al HaKohanim, so too the Dam HaPor is Mechaper for Tumas Migdosh V'Kodeshav of the Kohanim without a Vidui. But there is a Vidui for the Par. So the korban itself without the vidui holds Rav Shimon is mechaper for tumas mikdash for kodeshov of the kohanim. What then does the vidui on the poor, the confession that Aaron HaKohen, mainly the Kohen Gadol, recites on the poor? This is for kohanim on the other averos, which for Yisraelim the story of Mishtaleach takes care of. But according to Rav Shimon, and so too does Rav Yehuda hold. But Rav Shimon holds, no, the Kohanim have a separate kapora. The vidui of the par is mechaper on shar averos, on chometz, and on chelev, and on chvesvas, all the other averos, not wearing tefillin, etc., for a kohen. Kishem shevidui shel sor ha-mishtaleach mechaper al Yisrael for all the averos out there. Kach vidui shel par mechaper al ha-kohanim. So the vidui of the par is mechaper for the kohanim for their sha'ar averos. So to summarize and to simplify this Mishnah, we have a machlokes between the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara identifies the Tanakama as Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanabasra, namely Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakama says that in general, there's no difference between Yisraelim, Kohanim, they all have the same kapora, right? The only difference is that the Dam HaPor is mechaper for the Kohanim, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshov, and not the Seirim. Rabbi Shimon says that the Dam HaSoyer HaNasa Befnim is mechaper al Yisrael, the Dam HaPor is mechaper al HaKohanim, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshov, the Vidui for the Sor HaMishtaleach is mechaper al shar averos for Yisroel, but the vidui for the par is mechaper for shar averos for the Kohanim. And so we have finished lesson number 4.